Welcome back to Rural Route, the final segment today. Trent Luce, Kyle Bauer, Steve Kendi, our guest. We are talking about flapping. But I want to change the tone just a little bit here, unless there's a follow-up, something that we need to conclude there from either one of you.
No, I think we're doing fine.
The newsletter yesterday that Steve sent out, Shark is proud to announce that we surpassed 5 million views on a YouTube account. The 7th most viewed nonprofit organization in the history of YouTube, which isn't that long, but still, 5 million views. How do you make that happen, Steve? I want to learn from you on that. I want to get 5 million views.
Well, you know, put up a compelling issue, and people will tend to watch. And I think the rodeo people were not understanding how compelling this would be. And frankly, they just keep giving us more ammunition. You know, we can't fire anything at rodeos that they haven't handed to us, because all that we use is what our cameras have filmed of them. So when they stop giving us ammunition, we have nothing else to put out. And, you know, in the entire time you and I have ever talked, it has always been about rodeo needs to clean up, and we tell them exactly what we think needs to be done. And what we feel needs to be done, as you know, with these views, with millions of views coming in, is it's proving that other people feel pretty much the same way. Those people are viewing us, many from the United States, but lots from Canada, lots from Europe, lots from every point in the world. I can't believe some countries I've never even heard of. Uh-huh. And it just shows that, especially when you get outside of the U.S., and you know, they have animal agriculture in all parts of the world, these people are appalled at what they're seeing with animals.
Oh, well, okay, wait a minute. Are you sure they're appalled, or they're, and I mean this in all due respect, mm-hmm. entertained by your editing ability? I mean, because let's face it, there's whole shows on ESPN every day, highlights, the greatest, the ugliest, the tallest, the... And my point is, isn't some of it just your really good editing ability to take something that the eye can't catch and make it into something that we can watch that's amazing?
I agree. You are very good at that.
Well, I guess I will take that as a compliment. But, a lot of what we're showing, for instance, is when people are trying to hide the use of the electric rod. And, yeah, we're able to blow the image up. We're able to slow it down. So we are showing things, or a calf jerk down, or steer busting, or the wild horse race, and all this kind of thing. We are showing to them in a way that they otherwise would not see it. But that, of course, they're finding that to be very compelling, because they didn't realize it was going down that way. But I think the important thing is that, you know, every now and then somebody from the rodeo industry will say, "What's it going to take to get rid of you guys?" And Trent, when I'm on the show with you, We've been as clear about that as we can be every single time. You know, that we weren't trying to get rid of rodeo. We were trying to see it be what it says it is, which is caring and respectful to the animals. That do something about the jerk downs. Stop the steer busting. I mean, steer busting's just got to go. The wild horse race should not exist. Stop shocking animals. Stop doing the things that you always have to try to cover up. Because... really, we're all in agreement. The rodeo knows what they should and should not be doing, as do we, and as do people outside of rodeo who look at these videos, because everybody's getting, people outside of rodeo are getting ticked off about the same things that the rodeo people are trying to cover up. That really means we're all on the same page. It's just that the rodeo people don't want to stop doing what they know they shouldn't be doing.
It appears to me that you feel that the best approach for you in accomplishing this is to go after the sponsors and eliminate sponsors.
Well, that's an effective way, because rodeo, the industry, is addicted to corporate sponsorship dollars. And if we know that those sponsors have to listen to their customers. At some point, when enough of them say, "Look, I'm not going to buy your product anymore," they will do what needs to be done. But through it all, you know, no sponsor leaves at the drop of a hat. So through it all, rodeo has the opportunity to do the right thing. They simply choose not to do it. And they know what it is. They know what they're supposed to do.
If that's the case, why do you think they choose not to? I don't believe anybody's intent is to maliciously abuse or mistreat an animal.
I disagree. Steer busting is the mistreatment of an animal.
I'm sorry. What are you referring to as steer busting? Bulldogging. Okay, bulldogging.
No, that's not. That is not it. Steer busting is looks a little bit like calf roping, only it's more brutal. And because a lot of your rodeos, in fact, no rodeos east of like the Mississippi, as far as I can tell, have steer busting. It's all a few states on the western half, and it's just a brutal event where they start by roping, you know, instead of roping a calf around the neck, they rope the steer around the horns. They then throw the slack end of the rope.
Team roping.
No, not team roping. Trent, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm not with you right now, no.
Really? All right, guys, I'm gonna have to email you a few links to our YouTube steer bustings. And all you got to do is, if you put in steer busting, I expect our videos will come up on YouTube.
Actually, I'll do it right now.
Okay. All right. And so they throw after they throw the rope around the horns, they throw the slack part of the rope to the right side of the steer so that it kind of drapes down the right side, you know, towards the steer's legs, and they ride their horse to the left, to the left. And when that rope goes tight, those animals get flipped and slammed into the ground, and they're then dragged for a distance, sometimes a short distance, sometimes a very long distance, until they're basically half knocked out, because then they got to jump off the horse and tie their legs. And this is a brutal event where animals' necks, backs, legs are broken. They have internal injuries. And most steer roping is not even held during a rodeo performance. They hold it in slack, typically early on a weekday. I mean, it's a very insider type of thing, but it is a PRCA sanctioned event.
I have never seen one.
I haven't either. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just have never seen it.
Well, it happens at some of the biggest rodeos: Cheyenne, Pendleton, Dodge City, Garden City. You were just mentioning Garden City. Check out Garden City steer busting, which is probably going on today, or maybe tomorrow.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say. I wasn't aware there's a rodeo going on while I was here, but there might be.
Oh, okay. I thought the Garden City Rodeo. Oh, maybe it's not for about another month. But yeah. Garden City has the big Beef Empire Days Rodeo, and
right. Yeah, that's another month off.
And they've got steer busting. But you know, when we were there one year, a couple years ago. You know, it was held in the morning on a weekday because they really don't want people to come and see it. That's why they have steer busting finals in Hobbs, you know, rather than Las Vegas. And, well, for that matter, the Nevada state vet said he would not tolerate steer busting in his state. So it's a lousy event. It's just brutal on the animals. And this is one of the big things they have to get rid of it. And
okay, we're running out of time.
I'm watching this video and I see no purpose for this.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Is it so? If rodeo were to ban hot shots and to stop, calf roping, you want that stopped.
We didn't say we wanted it stopped. We want, like, the jerkdowns, especially the jerkdowns.
Okay, so you want basically what they do with a lot of the women's roping, where they basically rope them, and then when the rope goes tight, you know, it breaks away.
Yeah, breakaway roping would be, I think, a wonderful alternative. But in any case, the straight backwards jerkdowns where they land on their head, neck, you know, back, all that kind of thing, and really get messed up, that should stop.
So if those two things happen, do you have no more agenda with rodeo?
Well, there's a little more than that. The shocking should stop, the jerk downs, the steer busting. The PRCA, nor any other association, should be tolerating, like, wild horse races in any event that they're a part of, because then that would pretty much dry up. So there's a few.
I know you don't want to talk about that, but I don't understand why any person would participate in wild horse racing, but I have never seen a horse that suffered any injuries compared to the clowns who attempt to be involved, the people.
Right, but you know, the clowns are volunteers and the horses are just plain terrorized. I saw a horse killed in Cheyenne,
which is rare in wild horse racing.
Well, But it's just, it is such obvious distress to the animals for no legitimate purpose at all. And so why do it? I think that if I was a rodeo person, and especially if I was a rancher, I would say, listen, I'm more than that. You know, that's why, and frankly, I mean, that's why we don't go out and make these loud, raucous protests and all that. We don't take our, and I'm not meaning to slight anybody here, but we don't take our clothes off and all that kind of thing, because I think our issues are more important than that.
Okay, and Steve, okay, you know you're being recorded right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm asking you right now, okay, if the wild horse racing were to go away, if calf roping were to go away,
if it was to reform.
Okay. And if steer busting was to go away, would you be done with your agenda with rodeo?
Well, that would, let's see, what you've gone through.
Okay,
That would be the heart of
it. Okay, but point is, see, lots of people believe it doesn't matter. He's not going to go away. He'll just start picking on something else. The point is
do they care if we go after pigeon shooters?
If what?
Do rodeo people care if we go after pigeon shooters? I mean, is that really, do they care?
I doubt it.
I would doubt it, too.
My point is, Steve, the perception is you can't give an inch to, quote, these people because they will just stay after it and you just give them more enthusiasm. You can't give them an inch because they will take a mile.
Look, your recent history disproves that. They gave an inch last season and we left for 6 months.
Steve, you're being recorded. I'm saying go on record here of saying what your agenda is.
You can't.
We're
out of time, Steve. I got to run.
Okay, another time, guys.
Down the road, connecting rural and urban America. My thanks to Steve Hendy, Kyle Bauer, our producer, Phil Sikirk. I'm Trent Luce, reminding you that all those two leads, they roll out.
The day was July 3rd, 2008. So appropriate on the day before Independence Day that I had the distinct honor and great pleasure of accompanying Bill Brody and the All-American Beef Battalion in Watkins, Colorado, as we fed every troop returning home from this battalion a beefsteak. Bill, this is your vision coming to fruition. How do you describe the emotions of a day when we get the opportunity to say thank you?
Well, I think these kids get all the respect because when you stop and think about it, this generation of soldiers we've got right now is the first time since before the Civil War that we have not drafted. I mean, this is a group of kids that said, here I am, take me. And we can't say enough good things about them.
And it only continues with your assistance. StakesForTroops.com to make your contribution today.